In the annals of early Hollywood cinema, the term lost film refers to movies that no longer exist in any known archives or private collections. One such title is The Good Old Days, 1930, directed by Roy William Neal. Best known for his work on the Sherlock Holmes series starring Basil Rathbone, Neal's career included many films from the silent and early sound eras, though not all have survived. The Good Old Days remains an enigma, tantalizing historians with its absence. This is Land of the Lost, The Good Old Days. Released by Columbia Pictures, The Good Old Days was one of the many films made during the transitional period from silent to sound cinema. Neal, known for his skill in directing tight, atmospheric narratives, helmed the project. While specific details about the plot are sparse, contemporary records suggest it was a drama or comedy drama reflecting on the nostalgic past, a common theme during the Great Depression, when audiences yearned for escapism or sentimentality. The film likely showcased the societal changes and challenges of its era, blending humor and heart, a style Neal often employed in his storytelling. It was reportedly well-received during its initial release, but like many films of its time, it faded from public memory due to limited archival preservation. The cast of The Good Old Days remains largely undocumented. Early reviews and promotional materials might have highlighted a mix of established stars and lesser-known players typical of Columbia's productions during the period. Roy William Neal's involvement, however, indicates a level of craftsmanship, as his later work showed an adaptability to balance character-driven narratives with technical precision. The loss of The Good Old Days can be attributed to the fragility of nitrate film stock, the primary medium used for motion pictures in the early 20th century. Nitrate film was prone to decomposition and highly flammable, leading to many films being discarded or destroyed in fires. Additionally, studios often saw little value in preserving films after their initial theatrical runs, focusing instead on new productions. Columbia Pictures, in particular, struggled with archival preservation in its early years, leading to the loss of numerous titles from its pre-1935 catalog. As a result, The Good Old Days vanished without a trace, and no known prints or production materials are believed to exist. While The Good Old Days is considered lost, its significance lies in its connection to Roy William Neal's body of work. Neal's later contributions to cinema, especially his atmospheric direction of the Sherlock Holmes films, make this lost film an intriguing piece of his evolution as a filmmaker. Its presumed themes of nostalgia and reflection also offer a glimpse into the cultural psyche of the early 1930s, a time when audiences sought solace from economic hardship through the movies. The loss of The Good Old Days highlights the importance of film preservation efforts. While the film itself may never be recovered, ongoing searches in private collections or forgotten studio vaults provide a glimmer of hope. Until then, The Good Old Days serves as a poignant reminder of the fragility of cinematic history and the countless stories that may never be told again.